You know, this song is whatever it takes. You know, when we pick out the songs, I don't know what Jackie picks until, after I pick, we get up here and sing a lot of times. And it just seems like that this is an important theme of this tonight is whatever it takes, I'm going to follow Jesus. Whatever it takes. You know, I'm sold out. We got to sell out. As long as we halfway tug this way and halfway tug this way, split in two in the middle, it's not going to work.
Amen.
We got to make up our mind where we're going. The Bible says that a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. Let not that man think he can get anything from the
Amen.
Lord. We can't be double-minded about the direction in our life. We can't be split in two between the world and serving the Lord. We've got to say, whatever it takes, Lord, draw me closer to you. I want you to be Lord. Because if he's not Lord of your life, then you don't know him. Not like you should. You need to get close enough to him to know him. Let him draw you closer to him so that he can be Lord. There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. Leave this world far behind. There are new heights to climb, and a new place in me you will find. For whatever it takes to draw me closer to you, Lord, that's what I'd be willing to do. For whatever it takes, Lord, to be more like you, that's what I'd be willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. That's what I'd be willing to do. For whatever, Lord, it takes for my will to break, that's what I'd be willing to do. Take the dearest things from me, Lord, if that's how it must be, to draw me closer to you. And if you call me today to a land far away, Lord, I'll go, your will obey. For whatever it takes to draw me closer to you, Lord, that's what it takes, Lord, to be more like you. That's what I'd be willing to do.
You know, that's all God wants is a willing heart. Hallelujah. And you know, the way you can find that willing place is through the blood. And there's power in the blood. Amen.
Glory to God. I get twixt and between a lot of time. I'm always building messages. I've got probably 12 or 15 messages already built that I got stuck in one of my Bibles in there page by page. And I try to build 5-6 messages a week, you know. And some of them I carry them for months and don't get to preach them. And then sometimes I get in my mind I'm going to preach a certain message, and I get up to preach and I got something else caught up in my spirit. I've always just tried to mind the Lord, amen. And I got a message that I wanted to go to tonight, and I don't know that it'll get there. But I want to, while they were singing, and I love that song that Sandy was singing. Back in 1976, yeah, 76, I was pastoring Parsburg Church of God. Kids was fairly small then. And God had blessed me. I drove good vehicles. I kept 10 or 11 trucks for the company that we owned. I kept a station wagon that we used to show houses with. And I kept, at that time, Suzanne's mom, Catherine, she always liked a little compact vehicle, so I kept her a little compact vehicle. And I kept a new Lincoln under the carport. That was her Sunday car. That was her touring car. And I had a 1976 current model. It was just that past year coming out. And I remember the Lord had spoke to me numerous times about making commitments and giving up things, but in the console that had an 8-track, if you can remember 8-track, and in the console of that car I had a cassette, not a cassette, it was an 8-track. It was before the cassettes, and then the 8-track, and then made the cassettes. And it had the song on in Whatever It Takes. And somehow or another, it got stuck in the tape player. And when you turn the radio over to the tape player, now if you turn the radio on, then that should play the radio, but it was set on the tape player, so every time I turned the switch on, it come up playing the tape. And it'd play that song, Whatever It Takes. Now, you know, most cassettes and most CDs have 8 to 10, 12 songs on them. Back in the days of 8-tracks, they had about the same on them, you know, 8 to 10 songs, sometimes 12. But out of all those songs, that player decided to play only that song. And it would play it through. And if you was going on over, like over driving to Blacksburg from over Parrishburg or up Bluefield or Princeton, it played that song over and over and over again. One never switched to another song. Lord, whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. Well, I made up my mind a long time ago that whatever it takes, I'm going to be willing to do. Whatever sacrifice it takes, whatever commitment it takes, whatever act of obedience, whatever I got to give up, walk away from, amen. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. And I was sitting there listening to Sandy sing that, and I was thinking, here locally, we've, by the Spirit of God, we've touched thousands and thousands of lives. Think about some of those songs that Sandy was singing about Leave Me Alone World, the graduations and the kids. If I looked at it in a face value, if I looked at it what I seen with the natural eyes, I'd probably be like that servant of God, the man of God, Elisha. When that little servant looked around and he seen the enemy encamped on every side of him, and he seen all the things that was taking place, and all he could see was the enemy. All he could see was what Satan was doing. He would count it any way he could count it. But no matter how he counted it, it simply come back to one understanding. They were outnumbered. But then something took place. The man of God, as he said to him, "Alas, Master, what shall we do?" The man of God boldly come back to him. And he said, "Lord, just let his eyes be open that he can see." We know in part. We see in part. Unto that which is perfect is come. And then that which is in part is going to be done away with. I'm telling you tonight, God is bigger than our situation. God is bigger than our problem. God is bigger than the moment. Amen. And he's working a far greater work than we can even comprehend or see. Amen. We follow along. And as I ministered this week on several subjects that we put on our weekly program, daily program, I thought, how in the world is people that don't have the Spirit of God and don't have the understanding of the Spirit of God, how in the world can they bear the things that they have to go through? If we had only hope, the Bible said, of all men we'd boast miserable, but I'm glad tonight that I've got more than hope. I'm glad I hear the song, Blessed Assurance. Amen. I'm glad this day that I heard the words of that song. Blessed Assurance, that Jesus is mine. Amen. We don't live this life just in hope, but we live in it knowing that we've been saved by grace, that marvelous, wonderful grace has saved us. We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. We've been cleansed from all of our sins. We've been brought out of darkness into light. We've been brought out of condemnation. Amen. And we've been lifted up by the name of Jesus Christ. And that name has been exalted above all of the names. Amen. The one that's the chief cornerstone. Amen. The one that the builders rejected. Now he has become the chief cornerstone. Amen. And by that name, and by that name only, whereby we can be saved. I thank God for grace. But I want to testify tonight. I want to spit in the devil's face, and I want to tell the devil that God is greater, and I want to tell the devil he's a loser. And 10 million years in eternity, when I'm in the portals of glory, he will be burning in that awful place called hell. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. You don't know what a privilege it is to serve the Lord. Because in serving the Lord, you escape the wrath of God. The Bible said it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. I'm going to tell you, the Word of God tells us who we better fear. We better fear the one that's able, amen. Not one that can just kill the physical body, but one is able after the physical body is dead to deliver our soul into eternal punishment and destruction in a place called hell. That's who we need to fear. Amen. Thank God. Thank God that we're part of the family of God. Amen. I was telling somebody the other day about this precious black sister, and somebody asked her how she was doing, and she said, "I'm just living from touch to touch." Amen. Just from touch to touch. Glory to God. I've seen the time when my feet was weary. I've seen the time when my mind was battered by the storms. Amen. I've seen the times when I didn't know how I'd get another foot before me. But all of a sudden there come that touch from God. Amen. That come that restoring, that renewing touch from God. And God would lift us up. Amen. And lift us up. We get to the house of God. I think of the psalmist David so much when he said it was too painful for him to even think about. It was too painful he even put his mind on it or even think about it. It was so painful. He's seen the prosperity of the wicked and the hypocrite. But the Bible said when he got to the house of God, it come clear to him. I'm glad it come clear to me. Amen. Aren't you glad it come clear to you? Aren't you glad it come clear? Amen. Aren't you glad? Amen. You know that prodigal son when he's down eating a slop down in the trough, amen, the same old slop that poured in the trough to feed the hogs, the Bible said that man come unto himself and he said, in my father's house the servants has got better than this. I'm glad I realized one day when I was out in sin that my father, amen, and in the father's house was blessings, amen. And that prodigal son, he said, I'll get myself up and I'll go back to my father's house. I'm telling you, amen. When David coming up the road, amen, he heard them singing, amen. He got to the sanctuary and he heard the people praising God and singing and making, amen. And the Bible talks about, amen, making it on the cymbals, the loud sound and the high sound. And the Bible said the last five chapters of the book of Psalms started out by saying, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. It's time the church praise the Lord. Amen. It's time we shake ourselves from the grave and clothes, amen. The Bible, when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he was in grave and clothes. He was bound hand and foot. And they said, this is the words that Jesus said, loose him, amen. I'm telling you, we've been loose from bondage. We've been loose from the powers of hell and the powers of darkness. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. When you get to the Father's house, hallelujah. I got a little glimpse while they were singing some of them songs. I got a little glimpse of camp meeting. I got a little glimpse of the Father's house. I got a little glimpse of it coming down like the rain, amen, and falling on this place. Hillsville ain't never seen. This county ain't never seen what God's going to do amongst the midst of us. Why? Because we've endured the test of time. We've been willing for whatever it takes to pay the price, to stand, to wait, to whatever it takes. We've been, amen, willing. Willing to let God be God in our lives. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't trade what I feel in my soul and my spirit for all that the devil has and of all the pleasure in this world, because there's only pleasure in sin for a season. And then the awful reality. I'm telling you tonight, I wouldn't trade it for all the silver and all the gold, because I read the book and the Bible said all the gold is his, all the silver is his. All the souls is his. All the cattle on 1,000 hills and the hills with underneath and beneath them. I'm telling you, he owns it all. He owns divine ownership. I'm telling you, I wouldn't trade my blessing for nothing in this world. Nothing in this world worth turning around to see. My eyes caught the prize that waits me by and by. I'm too close home, amen, to look back now. Amen. I'm telling you, God is real. God is real. His blessings are real. His spirit is real. Amen. I'm glad. I've always said, give me a glimpse. Give me with John 1:12. I had to go single-handed, fight the devil and all the demons hell. Give me John 1:12. As men as received him, amen, gave you the power to come the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name. I said, take that verse and kick it in the devil's face, amen, and tell the devil he's a loser, he can't ever win. We're winners, amen, but he's a loser and he can't ever win. It's impossible for the devil to win. I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I'm glad that I am on the Lord's side. Holy, holy, holy. Holy in his name. I'm glad I've seen the hand of God move. I'm glad I've seen his power. And I'm glad I've been experienced and received the experience by the power of God. And I'm glad that I know the joyful sound. Bible talks about blessed he that knows the joyful sound. Amen. Knows that joyful noise. Amen. Blessed is he. Amen. I'm glad I know it. I'm glad it's been written. Amen. In the pages of my heart. The Bible says if we believe in our heart and confess with the mouth, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, talking about how we shall be saved. Amen. I'm glad we're saved by grace. Amen. I want to read this section of scripture. This is what caught in my spirit before I could go to anything else. Maybe tomorrow we'll go to the next one. But in Philippians, in the third chapter, in verse 7, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Amen. The things he said was gain, the things that we would call profit, amen. But I said earlier about that car that God stuck that song. I watched God do miracle after miracle after miracle. I watched God tell me, would you be willing to give this car up? I was coming down 460 in Blacksburg. And I pulled in a Lincoln dealership and I told the guy who owned the Duncans, I told Gary Duncan, I said, you buy that car? He said, man, that's just practically a new car. Why, sure, I'll buy that car. I said, walk around and give me a price and give me a check. And I sold it to him. Caught me a ride home. Whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. And I decided I wanted the following year, I decided I wanted the new current model. And I called two or three Lincoln dealers and they said they didn't make it anymore. They'd stop production on it. I wouldn't be able to buy one. I was in Roanoke, Virginia. And I saw a glimpse of a bumper of a vehicle. And the Lord said, go in there and ask them people. And this was a big rental company. And they'd buy up fleets of new cars. And for a lot of executive companies, the men would drive Lincoln. So they bought up the same color I always liked. The same exact model, the one they told me in the factory that I couldn't get any more of them. And I went in there and I said to them, I said, would you sell me that new Lincoln out there? Well, it's a rental. And he said, we've only got just a few miles on it. And, you know, we're in business to rent cars. And I said, no, I want to buy that one. Well, they give me a fits in on the dollar price what I could bought it from the Lincoln place, and I bought it. Got it back home, pulled it up at the office, and I went around and I looked in the back glass, and I seen something up in there, and I reached up in there to see what it was, and it was a lid off of a Dr. Pepper. And I love Dr. Peppers. I'd just get down, either if I couldn't get a Dr. Pepper, I'd say, well, bring me a Pibb. That was the one was supposed to be like it. And I'd get me a drink of that, and that's what I love, and I'd sit down and get a pizza and sometime get four, five, six drinks of pop. But I was in Richmond, Virginia, and the Lord spoke to me. And I said, Lord, because I love you more than anything else, I'll never drink another soft drink. I'll never drink another Pibb or Dr. Pepper. I could care less about Pepsi or Coke, but, you know, everybody their own choosing. And I said, Lord, I never drank another one of them because I love you. And that was in February of that year, back in 78. And I said, Lord, I was in Richmond, Virginia on Broad Street, looked up through the bottom of a drink in a restaurant. And I said, Lord, because I love you more, I'll never take another drink of another bottle of pop. And God give me grace to do that. But there, when that car was sitting there, right in the glass reflection in the back window was the lid off of a Dr. Pepper. Just a little reminder from God to say, because you make sacrifices, because you give up, because you're willing, I'll give you the desire of your heart. Bible said he knows what you have need of before you asked. Amen. I believe he's working all things together for the good. Them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Do you love the Lord and you called according to his purpose? Well, there's good in your path. Amen. That's the promise. I'm not going to fret and worry about it. Suzanne sings that song, amen. Put it in God's hands. I'm going to tell you something. That's a powerful song. Because we need to put it in God's hands. A lot of things, amen. We put this worship center in God's hands. Amen. We're thinking about changing residence ourselves and come here and be close to the church. And I think we need to, because every time I go away, somebody tries to vandalize something or tear up something. And, you know, I think we need to be here. And can't think anywhere else in the world. But I got to put it in God's hands. Because if you jump ahead of God, you'll miss it. A lot of time you'll pay for something that God's going to give you. Hear what I'm saying? A lot of time you get ahead of God, you'll pay for something that God's going to give you. Amen. Because he knows what you have need of before you asked. He's already from the foundation of the world had it all worked out. You think a computer or something? Amen. God's one's awesome. God knows how many hires is in your head. Got to run an account and he knows which one fell out. Get your hairbrush up in the morning, look at it and see how many hairs in there. You can't even count them. But God knows how many hairs in that brush. And he got every one of them numbered in your head. Even the hairs in your head are numbered. That's how awesome our God is. That's how big our God is. But if we just give it to God, just give it to God. And turn it over to God and put it in God's hands. Amen. I've got situations. I see the devil. The devil's a thief. Amen. Devil tries to steal off me. And I just laugh in his face. Amen. And I got a dozen things right now going on that he's trying to steal off of me. But God, amen, I charge in the name of Jesus that 100-fold he's going to have to repay what he's tried to steal. Amen. I'm glad that we got grace. But Paul, amen, he said, I just count all the things that were gained to me. I just throw them up in a pile and I count them loss for Christ. In verse 8 he said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Amen. He said, just for the knowledge I have of the Lord, I count everything loss. Man gained the whole world. What will he give in exchange for his chains? What will he give in exchange for his soul? Not anything. We don't have nothing to give. Grace, that's what makes grace so wonderful. Amen. People fighting, arguing, fussing, feud over living right. And I'm going to tell you something. What's wrong with living right? Amen. Glory to God. Jackie's been working on that song. I hear her in the office up there the other day singing that song. What's wrong with living right? I'm telling you what's wrong with living right. I'm telling you that God is working it all out for our good. But if we take everything, if we take everything that we have, take all of it. Paul said, I count it but loss for the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. You know what dung is? That's what they throw out to the dung hills. Amen. He said, I count all the gain. I count everything. I count it but dung that I've gained Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. As I said a minute ago, we have to understand the message of works and grace. All the works we can muster up, all that we can do, is as filthy rags. God hates self-righteousness. The Pharisees was a stench in his nostrils. Amen. Because theirs was by the works of the law. We are not saved by our works, but saved by grace unto the works. Once grace brings us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Once we're changed, once we're redeemed, once we're saved, once we've been born again by the Spirit of God, then the work sets in. Amen. You can't get to heaven without grace, and you can't get to heaven without works. But you cannot turn them around. You cannot put works before grace, because it won't work. You've got to have the grace of God. Grace saved us. Amen. Grace. Amen. Through the faith in Christ, righteous which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might obtain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already obtained either, were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ, or of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already obtained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. I'm glad today that God's high and lifted up on his throne. I'm glad today that what he said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forevermore, Malachi said he was the Lord thou God which changeth not. I'm glad he don't ever change. I'm glad he's real today. I'm glad that I can serve him. And I can count. I can count it all loss. Amen. Count all the gain. Count it all. I can count it loss. And I can throw it over in the dunghills and testify the fact that I have obtained Christ and the knowledge of his resurrection power. God, we thank you for the time we have spent together here today. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Thank you, Lord, for the grace that saved us and the mercy. And God, we ask you, Lord, now in the name of Jesus, bless us that receive this message live here today, and all the tens of thousands will hear it as it goes out to the airways, that the anointing within it might change lives. Men and women might be redeemed by the blood. Eyes might be opened. Ears might be opened. And Lord, that men and women might realize that which that little servant received when his eyes was open, and the prophet of God said that the eyes might be open, that he might see more clearly. And he declared and testified of the heavenly host that was standing encamped about them. Lord, I thank you for the heavenly host that's encamped about us. Now, God, will you go with us and keep us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God is so good to us. God is so real. Amen.